You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy show coming up for you today. Darren Von Ruden, the president of the Wisconsin's Farmers Union, will join us after the 11 o'clock news. We're going to talk about America's Day of Liberation. Mm-hmm. If you listen to President Trump, tariffs. We're going to talk tariffs with Darren Von Ruden and what he is hearing among Wisconsin's farmers. Mm-hmm. Can't imagine it's all good.
No.
Also, next hour, as we always do, last half hour of the show, we try and lighten things up a little bit with what we call audio sorbet. Today, we're going to talk about old commercials that we miss. Old commercials that we miss. And I'm just going to plant this seed for you to think about. Imagine a pearl floating slowly through green liquid. That should evoke memories. If you're of a certain age, if you're as old as me, you will remember that commercial. We're going to talk about old commercials that we still remember and we miss.
Yeah.
Coming up after 11:30, we will wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Ease On Down the Road edition. You're going to want to stick around for that. Right now, though, there was an election yesterday.
Sure was.
In Wisconsin. And Wisconsin seemed to have a pretty strong reaction to Brad Schimmel and Elon Musk.
No.
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 No. No.
No.
No. No. No.
Yeah, no, thanks, Elon. You don't get to buy our election.
No.
Sorry, no. Not going to happen. Big win for Susan Crawford. God. A big, big win for Judge Susan Crawford over Brad Schimmel.
Justice
won by almost 10 points. Big, big win. And it got called before, 9:30?
I think, I believe it was 9:12 when the first, because I told you this before the show today. I went to, around 7:45 last night, my stomach just started to hurt. Because I'm like, all right, polls close soon.
I know.
And so I just decided to turn it all off because I had to go to, we have to go to bed early. I get up real early.
To produce for Pat. Yep.
And so I was like, I'll just look at the results tomorrow morning. And then I picked up my phone to look at a text message that came through. And as I'm picking it up, it just comes across. It says, I think it was Washington Post calls victory for Susan Crawford. Susan Crawford wins. And then I was just like, and my whole body
just feel it relax.
Melted. Yep, my whole body melted. I was in bed. I'm just like, and I pulled my dog, pulled Maybell close. I'm like, we did it. I started kissing her. She's like, okay, that's fine. Can I just sleep now?
Yeah, I ended up turning off the news at 5:30 last night. It's just like, I need a break. And again, the ads were still running during the news breaks. Yeah. And it's just like, I'm turning it off.
Yep.
And I went to bed early and I read for an hour. And then I woke up about 1 o'clock in the morning and couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And because I hate surprises, I got up and went downstairs and fired up the computer. And she had won. Jill Underly beat Brittany Kinzer.
Yep.
As superintendent of public instruction in Wisconsin. I expected this. I know Todd Alba has talked about this. The constitutional amendment requiring photo ID passed very handily. And that was expected. But I guess what grabbed me this morning, I saw somebody say on one of the social media channels, well, now with this, Democrats are never going to win another election in Wisconsin. I got news for you. When we went to vote yesterday.
Yeah.
That requirement was already in place.
Yeah, it was a law, and people still voted, and they voted for individual. They voted for a person who is going to uphold the courts, who is going to uphold justice, who is going to be fair and impartial, who is not going to be a
support
system for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's actually said the same thing about, because once they knew they were going to lose the judges race, they put all their chips down on the constitutional amendment. And there's something, Jane, very telling about that, from the comment you read to what Donald Trump said about the constitutional amendment. If you think that that happening is going to keep Democrats from winning, then you already said out loud that that is a measure of voter suppression. You can't get around it. You can't get away from it. You are saying that you have already rigged the game, because it's a law. It is a, it's now going to be in the Constitution, but it was already a law. But by saying what you're saying, you are, and other Republicans have said it in the past. There was, I believe, a GOP stalwart in Pennsylvania said that with voter ID, we're guaranteed victories for a long time. Okay, so you're saying it out loud.
Yeah. Just embrace it.
Yeah.
Just embrace it. Stop trying to pretend it's something else. And Todd Alba has talked about this extensively on his show.
Yeah.
And I really encourage you to listen. I mean, he was a Republican up until 2011 mm-hmm. when the Republicans started talking about ways to suppress the vote.
Yep.
Among people who might not vote for Republican candidates. So Todd's talked about that a lot. I really encourage you to go back and listen to some of his shows. You can find all of our shows in podcast form and at civicmedia.us. Just click on shows.
Yeah, he talked about it this week with us. He was on the show yesterday at 10:30, and he talked about it today with Pat this morning at 7:30. So if you go to yesterday, Tuesday's show, the first hour, and then today's Up North News Radio, the second hour, Todd's talking extensively about that sort of thing.
It's fascinating. It really is.
Because why try to change your message? Why try to appeal to voters? Why try to say, hey, what do they want from us? That's fine. Let's just rig the game until we have to win.
Yep. If you would like to join us, tell us how you're feeling today after Susan Crawford's decisive victory over Brad Schimmel last night. Give us a call. Leave a comment on the live stream, 855-752-4842. We do have some clips from Susan Crawford after the election was called last night. Kevin, let's play clip number one from soon-to-be Justice Susan Crawford.
Growing up in Chippewa Falls, I was blessed with a loving family. Yeah, Chippewa! Yeah! It was a great community where people watched out for each other. And my experiences growing up in small town Wisconsin shaped me into the person that I am today. Someone who values hard work, common sense, honesty, and who can tell right from wrong. Someone who watches out for people. But I've got to tell you, as a little girl, growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. For justice in Wisconsin. And we won!
It's
decisively.
I mean,
decisively.
And might I say decisively again?
Yeah.
Because in 2023, now Justice Janet Protasiewicz also had a resounding victory, called early, and everyone sort of just said, oh, okay, this wasn't the race we expected it to be. The people of Wisconsin have spoken. They protect their state, they love their state, and that sort of victory sends a message. I mean, think about those words, Jane. As a little girl, I didn't think I'd be taking on the world's rich, not Wisconsin, not the town,
not even the U.S.
richest man on the planet.
Yeah, in the
That's
world.
Lex Luthor type stuff.
Yep, it really is. And I do think, I think that this was a big referendum on Elon Musk.
Absolutely.
And Wisconsinites don't like really rich people from out of state coming here mm-hmm. and telling us what to do.
It's the third time now. Elon, Eric Hovde,
Tim Michaels. We don't like it.
We
don't like it. And I and I don't know this for certain, and we will break this down more when Dan Schaefer joins us on Friday when we break down the numbers a little bit more. But I have to assume, because of this big 10-point win for Susan Crawford, there have to be Republicans who voted for her.
I absolutely agree. I mean, the repercussions, I can, you know, we will, as you said, talk to Dan about those. There had to have been Republicans who voted for her. There was just too many people. By the way, kudos Wisconsin for turning out for a spring election.
Yes.
Over 2 million people. I think it was 2.1 million people voted.
Big turnout.
That's a huge turnout for a spring election.
Yep.
But then also, what is this going to say to the insiders in Donald Trump's world that maybe Elon's overarching just everything in everyone's face isn't the best brand for him? And this shows weakness. So, and I asked this question yesterday of Joseph Pecky. Will Republicans now start to feel like they might have the courage to peel away for fear of primaries being ostracized, closed out?
Right.
Will some Republicans now stand up?
We will find out.
Or will it take a little bit longer? I mean, I understand that. This is the first step.
855-752-4842. I see all of you on the line. Hang on. Cassandra has been waiting from New London. Good morning, Cassandra. Thanks for joining us. How are you feeling this morning?
Definitely had some tears last night when the AP called it. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Then I was very, very nervous, like that, you know, we weren't going to actually do the right thing here. So I was very, very excited, very emotional last night. I do just want to have a shout out due to our friend Emily Cephalos and the party chair in Outagamie County.
Yep.
She also got selected to be the chair of the county chairs.
Yay!
Yeah,
we love Emily.
I got her back.
So she's going to be, she's going to be a great resource for all of the county chairs throughout the state. I'm super excited about it. I'm really proud of her. Happy to call her a friend now.
Yeah.
And we do still have some work to do here. I mean, New London, I think I brought it up a couple weeks ago, but the person we were supporting didn't get in, but we're going to keep working.
That's
right.
We're going to hang in there. That's right, Cassandra. Thank you so very, very much. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. I see you on the line. Hang on. We'll take you when we come back. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, after 11 o'clock, we continue our statewide Text to Win Break into Spring contest. Your chance to pick up one of several prizes, either a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, $100 in cash, and every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. Hourly winners that we've already had: David in Pleasant Prairie, Gail in New Berlin, Lene from Kenosha. You could be among those winners. Be ready after the 11 o'clock news. We will give you the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. That's the only way to enter. So if you don't have it yet, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is completely free. And then you'll be all ready to go after 11 o'clock for our statewide Text to Win contest. If you're just joining us, we are talking about last night's results in Wisconsin. Supreme Court election, Susan Crawford handily defeating Brad Schimmel by almost 10 points. Jill Underly beating Brittany Kinzer, also not quite by that large of a margin, but I believe it was, 47-52, something like that.
I think it was a 5-point, yeah.
So that's still pretty respectable as well. Taking your calls about how you're feeling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction to this win? Take a little breath. Ollie from the Northwoods has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. I have am thrilled to death that Susan Crawford won, and Elon didn't get to buy Wisconsin.
Yep.
I wanted to let you know that even I was listening to the show last night, and even before that you guys announced the winner, I got a quick call from my friend in Texas, and he said, "Oh, congratulations. I'm so excited for Wisconsin." He had heard already.
Wow.
And I wanted to let her know, too, that all the way from Texas, he had heard about her and he had sent her a donation to her campaign. That was probably close to a month ago. And as far as the commercial goes, I'd like to give you guys a little quiz. Do you know what plop, plop, fizz, fizz? Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Oh,
Ollie,
what a relief it is.
We're going to do that at 11:30. So if you have any more favorite old commercials, save those for 11:30. Thank you so much, Ollie. Really appreciate it. Wanted to get to Marilyn in Brookfield, who is joining us. Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I actually just came upon your station a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so excited. I am a recovering never-Trumper Republican, and I will never go back. I was terrified before I went to bed last night to even know what the results were going to be because I was somewhat convinced that I thought we were going to lose.
Yep.
I'm a mother of daughters and granddaughters, and the thought that he would be in there dictating as a healthcare provider, what we can and cannot do, cannot endorse, is terrifying to me. So I am very excited. I'm glad that she's in there, and I'm glad that Musk, all the money he threw at it, and shame on the people, the person in Green Bay, and I don't know where the other one was, but no, sorry. We're not to be bought. Sorry.
Amen, Marilyn. And I really think that, thank you so much for calling and thank you so much for listening. Delighted that you found us, however you stumbled over us, that we exist. We're so grateful. Yeah. And if you can spread the word,
please do so.
Please do so, because that really, really helps.
And honestly, I'd be interested in hearing you again talk about if there are other people that you know who are in the same boat as you are, because that's...
It's big.
Ooh, yeah,
it's big. Yeah. Emily Zephos is on the line. Emily, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing a lot better than I could have hoped for. That was amazing.
Yep.
Holy cow. I'm reflecting on all that. We had really great local wins around here and just the margins. But I think that swing, that shift left that we saw across the state, all I see is potential. For 26 and 28, if we do it right now.
Yep.
And I'm very, very grateful for everybody that, participated and made noise about this. And I can't wait to see what's next. I'm waking up with hope, guys.
I mean,
I know. What an odd feeling, right, Emily?
Yeah.
It's like, what is this? I have to recognize this emotion.
Emily, you know what I don't have right now? A deep, disturbing, painful pit in my stomach right now. It's great.
I know. It's abated for just a little bit anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turn back into the federal news. But stay focused on Wisconsin. We're good to go here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Well,
so I wanted to just celebrate with you for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Emily. We're just delighted. Cassandra pointed out that you're going to be heading up your county.
The County Chair
Association. Yes.
So just kind of connecting all the counties across the state, which is the dream and the goal, is that that infrastructure exists in a way that is effective and we see positive results down the road. So that's what we'll build.
Well, we'll have to have you back on the show to have a longer chat about what's ahead for you.
And what the game plan is.
Exactly, because we love talking to you. And thank you so much for calling. Bring sunshine when you call.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Emily. Rob from Port Edwards, we're really tight here. Rob, if you can make it real quick, we're up against the clock.
I'll be quick. Good morning, folks. Thank you so much for all your efforts. There's two takeaways. One, Wisconsin Rapids went Democratic by a few hundred votes. Let's just say 200, which is unheard of. The other thing, and the big takeaway, at least for me, and I hope for the folks out there, word of mouth.
Yep.
Talk to anybody and everybody, not just your friends,
yep,
not just your relatives, not just Democrats. Talk to people and listen, and don't try to convince. Listen and give them alternatives that they can organically glom onto. Because it worked here. I know it worked here in Port.
And Rob, we...
God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Rob. And thanks to you, because we used you as an example several times, and I know you called into our show and also to Todd's show with the very same message, and you are so, so right. Hearing it from someone within your own community makes much more impact than hearing it from us.
Agreed.
It just does.
Agreed.
We have news coming up next. We will continue this on the other side. We have some more clips from incoming Justice Susan Crawford on the other side
Justice
of the news.
Justice elect.
Justice elect. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our statewide text to win contest continues. After 11 o'clock, we will give you the keyword you want to text in via the Civic Media app. And you have a chance to pick up either an overnight stay at Chula Vista, some really great Brewers tickets, or $100 in hot cash. And then everybody's in the drawing for the grand prize, a queen-size mattress from Verlo Mattress, along with sheets and all the things.
Someone, I don't know if you saw someone tweeted yesterday, Brewers win, Bucks win, Susan wins. Like, it was the Brewers finally won a game.
Yay.
Yeah, so it's a big...
It's a good day.
It's a good day for Wisconsin.
Good day. If you would like to chime in about how you're feeling after last night's election victory for Susan Crawford over Red Schimmel, Jill Underle over Brittany Kinzer, join us at 855-752-4842. Tom from LA has been very, very patient. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. How are you feeling?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. Well, one, we the people ultimately are the government. However, I would like to say big, big thank you to Civic Media. Because if it wasn't for Civic Media and if it wasn't for State Wild, you would still have all conservative stations around the whole state, and for that matter, around the country, global, or universe. But because of Civic Media, you actually get a different chance to actually take in a different position. So thank you, Civic Media. Second is that, you know what waste is, Jane?
I do.
Spending over $100 on one Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. We must. And this is for both parties. We must stand up.
Yep.
We must get money out of politics. This Citizens United is what brought us this. The conservative court is what brought us this. This is the conservative sandbox. We just have to play in it. But you know what? This is ridiculous that Susan Crawford would have had to give about $50 million to win this race. And then one donor on their side to put in $25
million. Yep.
Yeah.
We need to restore government back to we the people, not the corporations and the oligarchs.
Absolutely, Tom. We completely agree with you. I would love to see Citizens United overturned.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a long, hard fight to see that happen. But this is a start.
Yes.
This is a start. As you said, Elon Musk shelled out $21 million of his own money to essentially buy Wisconsin. And what is it that Wisconsin said pretty resoundingly, Calvin?
No.
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 No. No.
No.
No. No. No.
Yeah, no. Thank you, but no. And I found this in Raw's story, actually. Pam Van Handel, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin's Outagamie County, told Politico she sincerely believed voters would respond well to Elon Musk coming here and handing out $1 million checks to voters.
That
listen, quote, "I'm honestly shocked. I thought we had it in the bag. I thought Musk was going to be an asset for this race. People love Trump, but maybe they don't love everybody supports. Maybe I have blinders on," unquote.
Do you think, I mean, and thanks to the very handsome and capable Luke Mathers, who dropped this story in our chat from Politico, headline today, saying, oh no, it's not today. It's sorry. It is today. Trump tells Inner Circle that Musk must leave soon.
He's an anvil. There's another article.
He's a liability.
He is a liability. Absolutely. Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Elon Musk proved more of an anvil than a buoy in GOP's massive Wisconsin Supreme Court loss. And again, I think this is Wisconsin saying, yeah, it's great. You're rich. Good for you. We don't care.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean just because you're rich, you get to come here and buy us and tell us what to do.
What was her name again? It was something. It's not Van Halen. It's Van.
It was. I'm sorry. Pam Van Handel.
Pam Van Handel. What you just said in that very long-winded response was you thought Wisconsin was stupid enough to fall for it. Oh, we'll give them money. Elon Musk is cool. He wears a cheese hat. More money. No, that's not how we operate. That's not who we are. And I don't appreciate being called stupid.
Well, she didn't call us necessarily stupid.
I'm sorry. The entire answer says to me that we are not smart enough to see past the what Elon Musk was trying to do.
Well, and as far as those $1 million checks goes, that's not done yet either.
Oh, no.
And we're going to talk about a little of the legalities or illegalities of that.
Better cash those big checks soon?
Yeah, soon. Tomorrow with Jim Santel when he joins us. We got a bunch of people on the phone. We see you. Please stay with us. Cindy from Appleton, you are up next. Good morning, Cindy. How you feeling?
Well, I have mixed reviews. But first of all, let me just say that everybody does not love the convicted rapist, the convicted felon. I cannot stand that man. So I hate it when people say, oh, everybody loves Trump. No, they don't, first of all. Second of all, I mean, I'm glad we had the wins we did, but we also got the voter suppression law in place, which is going to greatly affect the next election. And like I said on Earl's show, we need to get ahead of this and start figuring out ways to get people who don't have birth certificates and things like that being able to vote for the next election.
I hear what you're saying, Cindy, but I do want to point out, again, that requirement for photo ID was in place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, this codifies it into the state constitution, but that requirement was already in existence yesterday, and we won. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
This isn't done, but I am not surprised that passed.
And
I'm really not.
And we also have a Supreme Court that maybe can, I don't know, take that up for decision and see how constitutional it is in the first place.
That's possible. Thanks a lot, Cindy. Appreciate it. Gene from Eau Claire, you're up next. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for joining us.
I want to say thank you, Wisconsin, for getting out there and voting for the people for once instead of, the rapist. And I agree with all your callers, but I just, again, want to echo what my friend from L.A., like Tom, I just love him. Never met him in my life, but I sure love him. But anyway, thank you, Civic Media. Thank every single one of you guys who work so hard every day to bring us the facts and the truth so we can make educated decisions. And I am so thankful for every one of you, because this wouldn't have happened without you and Sage and the whole gang. We're blessed to have you. We would not be this free without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's all I got to say, and I'm very, very happy about the outcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
Bye,
you so
Gene.
Much, Gene.
Thank
that
you
is,
so much.
That's so nice of you. I don't know that we should take that much credit for it. I certainly, we applaud our boss. Sage Weil, who is doing something that has never been done seriously in the history of radio, at least as long as I've been around. But this is about Rob from McFarland and Gene and Cindy and everybody talking to people that they know and sharing what they know.
This is about all of us. This is a team effort. Like, and everybody who listens to us, who has those great and sometimes difficult discussions with individuals, we're all part of this. And like Marilyn from Brookfield, a disaffected Trump voter or a Trump supporter who now sees what is important, which is protecting her daughters and her granddaughters. Yep. And that's important as well. And so we're all doing that good work. And just as we said before, well, just today, tell one person today, tell one person you listen to us or Civic Media. And that goes a long way to help spreading the message of being pro-democracy.
Yes, pro-community.
Pro-community and pro-good conversations about those topics.
We have a bunch of texts coming in as well. And again, if you want to join our conversation, 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield. Chainsaws, cheeseheads, and checks did not buy the election in Wisconsin. Sorry, Elon. And I think that's a... I read something yesterday. I believe it was the Wall Street Journal that was talking to voters in Wisconsin. And one woman in particular said about Elon Musk and all of his millions. She said, you know, this really ruffled my feathers.
Yeah.
Which to me is so Wisconsin. And I love it. I love it.
Say it in the voice.
He really ruffled my feathers.
There it is. There it is.
He did. I don't like that when they come in and think they can just buy.
I made a casserole.
But I think a lot of folks here feel like that. And that's why I think Susan Crawford won by 10 points, because I don't think it was just Democrats who voted for her.
Perfect example here. Mike from Fond du Lac texts in, who are the people who voted for Crawford who also voted for Trump? We need to get into their thinking. Honestly, I don't really want to spend too much time on that other than to say that I believe when it comes to Wisconsin versus a federal election, there are just different values at play here, because I saw properties that had Baldwin and Trump lawn signs. But when it comes to our courts, when it comes to the daily work of Wisconsin, I just think it's a different way of thinking. And I can't tell, because I didn't vote for Trump, but it shows that we are not a monolith,
right?
That we are not, you know, if you are a Trump supporter, that means that you are just 100% red. It means you just think what you think. And if you thought Crawford was better than Schimmel, and if you thought Schimmel was better than Crawford, but you voted for Jill Underly, I mean, that's just how Wisconsin goes.
Well, and that is why we are considered the swingiest of the swing states. Jack from Merrimack has been waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, Jack. How are you feeling?
Oh, just peachy keen this morning. Thank you. Yeah. First thing I want to say is that I had high hopes that the election would go this way, and that Crawford would win by close to double digits. And the reason is simply this. Every poll I've seen says that at least 75%, and it goes across the board, Democratic, Republican, Independent, 75% or more people are absolutely against this wild spending in politics. I think this was partially a referendum on that. Mm-hmm. I think that Musk made a serious mistake by publicizing this and saying, look at how much we can spend.
Yep.
And coming here being a cheesehead, I mean, wearing a cheese hat.
Yeah.
I'm quite relieved about the state elections. One thing that I remember going back, and I'm an old guy, but I remember going back into the 1980s during the Reagan administration, and people said, if the Republicans implement all of their goals and policies, we're going to see a backlash like you've never seen. No Republican would ever get elected again. I'm seeing what's happening at the federal level. They are implementing all those crazy policies, and I have high hopes that if we have, and this is the catch, we've got to have legitimate elections. Yeah. And that goes for every state. We've already got states, I think it was Georgia,
that's trying to implement this crazy, you got to have a passport to vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Those efforts, unfortunately, Jack, aren't going to go away.
No.
And in fact, they were supposed to vote in the House tomorrow on the SAVE Act, which again has more elements of voter suppression built into that. So we're not going to have a chance to get around to that right now. But thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate it. We will continue this. We still have a couple of clips I would like to play from incoming Justice Susan Crawford.
Yeah.
So, Ann, please hang on. The rest of you, please hang on the line. We will come back to you. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Aaron on Air. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in
Austria,
if you got the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about the election results from yesterday. Susan Crawford handily defeating Brad Schimmel last night by 10 points. And we're taking your calls and your texts, etc., on how you're feeling today. Roger from Stevens Point, I had a better feeling last night after I finished voting. I was 617th in my precinct. About 6:30, 64% of registered voters in Portage County went to the polls.
Nice.
That's big.
I was 167 at almost 130, and that was pretty good for my polling place.
That's great.
John in Hubertus says, it is, and this is a compliment, so get yourself ready.
Okay.
It is unlikely that this would have happened without Civic Media and Matt and Aaron Air, of course.
Oh, thank you, John.
There it is.
Thank you, John. And again, this was about all of us.
This is about, and there was a great comment on the live stream. I want to find it really quick here from Cassandra saying, Civic Media has taught me so much in the last few months, and I was pretty involved before I listened to Emily on the show for the first time. You are beacon of light. And honestly, Cassandra, thank you so much for that. And also, like, we are learning a lot of this stuff too. I mean, like, you have to become kind of a news junkie. And, well, we already are news junkies, but, like,
we're weird that way.
Get really involved in this, and we have a stake in it. We all have a stake in this. So it's important to talk about these topics and share them with you and become informed, involved, and
spread the word.
Part of the solution.
And spreading the word.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Calvin, let's play that second clip from Susan Crawford, because I would at least like to get two of them in. Brad Schimmel did something that was apparently kind of surprising, even though I don't think it should be. Play clip number two.
You know, just moments ago, I received a phone call from Judge Brad Schimmel conceding the race. And I want to thank him. He was very gracious, and I wish him and his family well.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's nice.
And it is. It seems like a low bar because
because
5-6 years ago, that's what everyone did, and that was. But there's a reason why those people are clapping so much.
He did the right thing.
He did the right thing. He could have easily said no. Eric Hovde still hasn't conceded yet.
Know.
And we could be sitting here going, well, there's no concession. There are people at the courthouse challenging this, that, and the other.
It was stolen.
I mean, the fact that there were ballots running out in Milwaukee, yeah. I thought that was going to be a big problem. But no. And here we are today. And yes, low bar, I agree. But thank you, Brad Schimmel, for doing the right thing.
Yes. Congratulations, Brad Schimmel. And also well done for not picking your nose on stage. That was really well done. Okay. Leanne from Wisconsin Rapids is on the line. Good morning, Leanne. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi. How you feeling?
Really good.
Good.
nobody seems to be talking about, well, everybody seems to be talking about the $1 million earnings that Elon has been having, but nobody seems to be talking about the $20 that he offered for people to go door to door.
Yep.
He was paying them $25 an hour.
$20 per person.
Yep.
To go door to door to take a picture with holding up a picture of
Schimmel. Yeah.
Brad Schimmel.
Yep.
With a thumbs up. And then you and that person you take a picture with gets $20.
Right.
How is that not buying votes?
Oh, again, Leanne, I don't think I don't think that stuff's going away.
Yeah.
I don't think that stuff is going to be going away anytime soon. There's all kinds of legal questions surrounding this giveaway of money. And there was one of the woman who won that $1 million. Originally, she had a video up that said, I did what Elon said and I signed the petition and I did this and I voted. Well, they had to pull that down.
Yeah.
And now they're running a different one. So I don't think that whole Elon paying people and buying people off, I don't think that's going away. No. Ann from Chippewa Falls has been very patient. Thank you for waiting. Ann, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I just had a comment. You know, they won't even let people give out water when it's so hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they can give out money. It's just comical. Anyways, I think a lot of people voted for Trump because they thought he was going to be a tough guy and lower these prices. And instead, they found out now they have a dictator. So I feel like the vote yesterday was, you know, working families against these multimillionaires and billionaires that think they can buy our elections. But I'm really happy, you know, because I feel like every time I got to vote for women and their rights, which is really too bad. But I have a quick question for you guys. Does Milwaukee have a big immigrant problem? Because when CJ calls in, that's all he cares about is the border.
You know what, and we don't worry about what he has to say about certain places in Wisconsin. That's a bigger conversation, and everyone likes to throw immigration problem plus big city to just try to take up the air in the room, and it doesn't work. It's a bigger conversation, Ann, that we don't address, at least with him in regards.
Well, and again, and Todd has always said this, I agree with Todd that we don't like to call out specific listeners. It's not about attacking one another. I don't want us to attack each other.
Yeah.
And we have our own rules about who gets to get on our airwaves because we consider you an asset.
Yeah.
And others, not so much.
We can have that good conversation about immigration, though.
Absolutely.
And we'll bring on experts.
News, and that's why we have experts.
Like?
Darren Von Rooten.
That's right.
Joining us after 11 o'clock, and the statewide text to win contest is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.